poinsettia is a Christmas tradition, hearkening from Mexico. Legend has it that a boy named Pablo was headed to his village church to see its nativity gift for the Christ child that he would find in the manger. So he quickly gathered some branches and weeds from the roadside. When he laid this meager gift beside the manger, the other children laughed at him. But suddenly, there appeared on each branch a brilliant star-shaped flower, the poinsettia. Today is the third Sunday in Advent, Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete means rejoice in Latin. We rejoice today because Advent is drawing to a close and Christ's coming is near. This jubilant anticipation is the reason we wear these light color, we light a rose-colored candle and wear these rose-colored vestments that offer a different tone than the somber Advent purple. Here in Our Lady of Joy, we can be especially mindful that this color is a sign of the great joy we feel in anticipation of the coming, the Advent of Christ. At the time of today's gospel, it had been 80 years since the Romans had conquered the Jewish kingdom established by the Maccabean Revolt. The Jewish people had suffered under Roman rule, and they were hungry for the Christ, the Savior, the King of the Jews, who they believed would rescue them from the Roman oppression and restore the Jewish kingdom to their land. Matthew tells of John the Baptist, who at the time was in prison. This was a common fate for prophets who spoke truth to power. But even in prison, John had heard of Jesus and his teaching. John sent his disciples to ask Jesus if he were the Christ. Jesus didn't say yes or no, but instead told John's messengers to observe what they saw Jesus do and to report back to John. As he often did when questioned, he let John draw his own conclusion based on what they saw and told him about. Jesus spoke of John to those who followed him. He said that John was not a reed in the wind, but a man of principle. He was not a worldly man who pampered himself, instead wearing rough garments and eating poor food. Jesus said that John was the final prophet predicted by Isaiah and sent by God to prepare the way for his son. As John was sent by God to prepare the Jewish people for the coming of Christ, in today's gospel, he serves an existing season to prepare ourselves as well. Today's gospel and last week's tells us about how John was a herald for the people of Israel, for the first coming of Christ. Last week, Matthew told us of John's humility and his mission, validating that Jesus is indeed the Christ. And Jesus reminds the crowds of why they followed John and what made his message appealing to them. Through Matthew's gospel, John is a herald for us as well. John is calling on us today as well to turn away from sin, to model John's self-denial, and keep in mind as we give gifts to those we love that there are those who have little and need our help. That just as we are blessed by God with many things, we should become the miracle that God uses to bless the needy. Today, all over the world, people are preparing for Christmas. And we should too. People are shopping. They're planning for big dinners. They're managing the arrangements necessary to be where they need to be on Christmas. They're decorating their homes and their Christmas trees. They're going to parties. They're sending out cards. We're doing these things as well. And these are all good and joyous things to do to prepare for this season. They become gifts in the spirit of Advent, when we keep in mind that what we're truly preparing to celebrate is Christ's coming. So as we do these things, we should remember that they are not an end in themselves. We can take joy in doing them when we remember that they are part of preparing to celebrate the coming of Christ. In the story of the poinsettia, Pablo had little, and yet that didn't prevent him from giving. Like that little boy, we must remember to give to God, too. Pablo's simple gift of remembrance and love was given from the heart and became a miracle, It was the heartfelt joy in the celebration of Christ's coming that God recognized with that miracle. It is the same joy and wonder at Christ's coming that we celebrate with all our preparations and giving, and that God will reward. When the crowd asked John what they should do to prepare for the coming of Christ, he told them to share with those who have need. Our gifts to those who are in need, like the weeds and the twigs that Pablo gave the baby in the manger, can become miracles for them. If they are given in the love of Christ, no matter how great or small, they will surely flower as well. If we remember that, then these things that we do to prepare become expressions of the joy that we should feel at this Advent, because indeed, Christ is coming. Let us rejoice.